the sad eyes. Don't be discouraged, oh, I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, and the darkness inside you can make you feel so small.
Hey there, Prince of Peace. Nick here. Just jumping in to let you know that during our midweek Lenten services, we are showing brief 5 to 6 minute video clips from the series Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. The podcast you're about to hear is a reflection that followed the clip shown during the service. If you're able, we'd recommend that you pause now and watch this brief video. You can find this clip in the description below.
Call me up, cause I'll always be there. See your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you.
As you're probably all aware, we live in a world of labels. Some of these labels are good, while others, maybe not so much. Some of these labels are given to us by things that people can see, while others are labels that are unseen and maybe given to us by doctors or therapists. We always have a choice on how we treat others based on their labels. We can treat them differently because they are physically, emotionally, or mentally different than us, or we can remember that there is a label that we all bear. We all carry a label in the shape of a cross on our forehead. And as Pastor Chad reminded us last week, before the ashes covered that cross, that label was there first. We are all a child of God. We are all loved by God. We all deserve to be treated for who we are, including the differences that we carry with us. As we saw in our clip this evening, Jeff Erlinger has a difference that is visible to anyone who he comes in contact with, a difference that was caused by a tumor when he was 7 months old, a time in a child's life when they would just be learning to crawl, babble, eat solid foods. This boy's life was changed forever. A tumor caused a difference that Jeff Erlinger was going to be faced with for the rest of his life. Growing up, the chances are pretty high that he was treated differently because he was in a wheelchair. That is often how society works. We treat people differently. However, Mr. Rogers showed us an example of how this young boy deserved to be treated. Acknowledging the difference, but embracing it, learning about it, and letting it be what it was. And I don't know if anyone else noticed the very first thing that he did when he walked out of his house and saw that Jeff was there. He got down on his level. He got face to face, eye contact with that young boy because he wanted that young boy to know that he mattered to him. Some of you might think, well, yeah, he did stuff like this all the time as publicity stunts. But I want to fill you in a little bit about the relationship between these two. Before Jeff underwent spinal surgery at age 5, his parents asked him what he wanted. He said that he wanted to meet Mr. Rogers. So his sister wrote to Mr. Rogers about her brother's wishes. Rogers happened to be traveling to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so the Erlingers drove to meet him for breakfast in a restaurant. Several years later, Erlinger was invited to be on Mr. Rogers' show. He appeared in the episode that we watch tonight, which aired on February 18, 1981. As we saw, he had no problem telling Mr. Rogers why he was in a wheelchair, showing him how his wheelchair worked, and having conversations with Mr. Rogers about life in a wheelchair. They talked about his parents and his doctors and recent surgeries and what simply we do when we're sad. Together, they sang one of Mr. Rogers' popular songs, It's You I Like. Now, after this episode, the two of them continued to communicate, And in speeches that Mr. Rogers gave, he often told of Erlinger's example of overcoming obstacles and feeling comfortable about yourself. When Mr. Rogers was inducted into the Television Hall of Fame in 1999, Jeff Erlinger was a surprise guest to introduce him. When Mr. Rogers saw him come on stage, he leapt out of his seat and ran up to him to give him a hug. In May of 2003, Jeff Erlinger attended the memorial service for Mr. Rogers, and Erlinger's appearance on Mr. Rogers' show was featured in the 2018 special, It's You I Like. Mr. Rogers not only talked about how to treat the difference in our neighborhood, but he showed us. Mr. Rogers looked him in the eye and said, "Your mom and dad must be so proud of you. I am proud of you." And because we all wear that label of the cross on our forehead, God looks at us and says, "I am proud of you." Mr. Rogers reminds us of this. God reminds us of this. I stand before you today and remind you of this, that in the scripture that you heard tonight, you are reminded that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God's works are wonderful. So when you see someone in your neighborhood who is different, whether their difference is seen or unseen, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to get eye to eye with them and simply ask them about it. Don't push them aside because they don't look or act or think the same way you do, but instead get to know that difference. Ask them how they feel about it and see what they say. Now, Cyndi Lauper, an iconic 80s performer, wrote a song called True Colors. And knowing that I was going to talk on this tonight, I bought a shirt because I like to buy shirts for things I'm going to talk about that says, "I see your true colors, and that's why I love you." The fact that I bought this shirt is one of the things that makes Natalia think I'm kind of goofy, so that's just me. She says it's not just her. I'm not sure how I feel about that. And for those of you that have no idea who Cyndi Lauper is, you might have seen the hit movie Trolls that was out a few years. All the kids in the room were like, "Oh, yeah." And there's a moment in that movie when Branch and Poppy have to discover their true colors. I'm going to tell you that you might hear that song later, and I want you to really listen to what that song is telling you. And I want you to know that if you ever feel like you need a place where somebody needs to see your true colors, this is that place. You can come here and we will learn your difference, and we will walk alongside you, and we will look you in the eye and look you in the face, and we will say that we are proud of you. God is proud of you, and you are fearfully and wonderfully made. But before we get to that song, I would like to pray a prayer that was written by Mr. Rogers. And so I ask that you simply listen as you pray along with me. Dear God, please inspire our hearts to come ever closer to you. We pray for those people who know us and accept us as we are. Those people who encourage us to see what's really fine in life. With all our hearts, we pray for all your children everywhere. Yes, everywhere. Our siblings whose names we may not know, but whose lives are precious in your sight. And finally, we offer our strengths and our weaknesses, our joys and our sorrows to your never-ending care. Help us to remember all through our lives that we never need to do difficult things alone, that your presence goes with us and is assured by your love for us. In our deepest gratitude, we offer this prayer. Amen. See your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So
don't be afraid to let them show your true colors, true.